Former TOMA VA pharmacist Dr. Noelle Johnson says she was fired from the facility after she refused to fill certain prescriptions that she considered unsafe and illegal. Johnson testified before a panel of 8 members of Congress yesterday, saying stronger legislation is needed for people who question authority.
The laws currently set in place absolutely do not protect the whistleblower. They protect the management. And people are afraid to stand up. I mean, the one person who did stand up, the example was made. They fired me. What not to do to keep your job? A precedent was set.
A few bills relating to whistleblower protections and fighting retaliation within the VA have been introduced in Congress. Senator Tammy Baldwin says other VA medical facilities in the region, besides TOMA, are under investigation for retaliation. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. The father and wife of Marine veteran Jason Simkakoski says his death of a lethal cocktail of drugs while a patient at the TOMA VA may not have happened if doctors listened to their concerns about him being over-medicated. Candace Dellis testified that her father, Army veteran Thomas Baer, may still be alive if TOMA VA staff were not slow to treating his multiple strokes.
I am ashamed to live in a country where men and women are sent to fight wars where they suffer horrible injuries and mental trauma. And when they return, instead of being rewarded for their service and treated with respect, they are ignored, neglected, and left to die.
Dellis says her family intends to sue the VA. At the hearing, Senator Tammy Baldwin asked that 24 additional deaths at the facility be investigated. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.